Hey, this is Amy from Real English Conversations, and today we're going to be talking about one of our favorite things to do, which is camping. And for the Real English tip, we're going to explain what the expression sticking to the plan and being on track mean.
Welcome to realenglishconversations.com.
The podcast where you can study the art of real English conversation while listening to fun and interesting topics.
Hi, everybody. It's Curtis and Amy here from realenglishconversations.com. Today, we're going to be talking about a really fun activity that we like to do at this time of year, and that's camping, right?
Yeah, it's one of our favorite activities. We definitely enjoy it a lot. And when do people normally go camping?
Usually when the weather starts to get a little bit nicer and warmer.
Yeah, kind of right now, right? This year.
During spring.
Yeah, spring has been a little bit early this year. I would say in our region, we call it the May long weekend. That's the traditional weekend that everybody's, oh, it's camping season, and they get all excited about it. So, what types of campers are there? There's different types of campers, right?
Yeah, I can think of one right off the top of my head right now, and that's kind of like a person that goes into the bush with a backpack, with all they can carry. So,
Into the bush is like into the forest, the great outdoors, into the
right.
wilderness, right?
So they take whatever they can carry into an area where they can set up a tent, and maybe there's a lake nearby that they, want to spend some time fishing at, so they can pack in a fishing rod and
All their
carry.
food, their tent, all of the things that they're going to need to survive, but nothing excessive because they have it in a backpack, right? Okay,
And then
and
you get the opposite side of that, which is they're called RVs, recreational vehicles.
Yeah, I actually had to think about this. I'm so used to calling it an RV. I was like, what does RV stand for? And then we figured out it meant recreational vehicle. But no one will understand you if you say, oh yeah, just take your recreational vehicle outside. No one uses that. So make sure you say RV.
Yeah, some people also know it as a motorhome.
Yeah, which is basically what it is. It's, I'd say, the size of a bus.
Yeah, size of a bus,
Like a
and
tour bus or something.
they've got a bed in the back,
Yeah, a kitchen.
a kitchen, a stove,
A bathroom with a shower.
a sofa.
It's pretty much like a house. There's even TV, and there's actually areas where I don't personally consider this camping, but they're RV parks, so they can hook up to electricity and have running water and stuff as well. But I suppose if you're traveling, it's a comfortable way to travel, right?
It is. There's, I guess, the luxury and the comfort aspect that people like.
And what type of camper are we?
We're stuck in the middle. We're in between the two.
We have too much to carry on our backs, but we don't have a motor home.
So we put everything, all the things that we're taking, a tent, two sleeping bags, blankets, pillows, a cooler full of food,
Yeah, and drinks, of course.
and drinks, and we load it all into usually Amy's car.
Yeah, so we're car campers, and we take enough things that we're really comfortable when we're away from home, but it's still a little bit rugged, I guess, in a way, because we're sleeping in a tent, and there's a lot of things that we don't have a shower with us, for example, so we only really go camping for a couple of days. And it's sort of in the middle. Like, we can bring a stove with us, a portable stove, so that we can cook on it. Where somebody who's in a backpack camping situation, they would probably bring something that they could cook over the fire only.
Right, and build a fire. We build a campfire too when we camp, and that's one of the things I love too, is cooking food over the campfire.
Especially Smokies. They're
Yeah,
so good.
or marshmallows.
Oh yeah, that's a really popular camping activity is people like to make s'mores. This isn't something that we do, but it's very, very popular with families that go camping. So basically it's, so this is camping cuisine 101.
You're kind of making my mouth water right now thinking about it. But
so
go ahead.
There's graham cracker on the bottom, and then you put a piece of chocolate, milk chocolate is always the best. And then you kind of toast the marshmallow really slowly over the fire, just so that it melts. And then you put the marshmallow on top of the piece of chocolate, and then you put another graham cracker on top of that, and you leave it for a minute or two so that the chocolate starts to melt from the heat of the marshmallow. And it's this delicious, sticky, sugary treat. And and that is camping.
That usually,
camping food.
That's usually the dessert.
That's the dessert, for sure,
yeah.
After the smoky. But
what's one of your favorite things about camping?
The reason why I like to camp is because I really like to be outside. And when you get away from the city, typically a person goes camping out of... You don't camp within a city. You're out... away from the city. In our province, we have lots of lakes and mountains and beautiful places that you can go camping. So within maybe 45 minutes or an hour by car, there's an area where we can put our tent up and stay for a couple of days. So for me, it's about being away from the city. Usually there's no cell phone reception. So you're cutting yourself off of technology. And the whole idea is to just kind of relax for a couple of days.
Get away from the city, unwind, relax.
Why do you like camping?
I like camping because the sounds of nature. I love stargazing. So at night, when it gets really dark, you can see the stars in the sky. And that's
because
really
there's
neat.
No city lights.
Yeah.
Without the city lights, the stars are very bright in the sky. And when do we usually have a campfire? Do we have it all day or...?
Usually at nighttime. Because it can be cooler in the evenings.
Especially up in the mountains. You're at a higher elevation.
So the temperature is a lot lower, especially at night.
Yeah, maybe 10 degrees cooler than it is in the city.
Yep.
We really, really like to camp. However... there definitely is some wildlife that you have to be aware of when you're camping.
Yeah.
So we're in natural territory. There's definitely harmless animals such as rabbits, deer, squirrels, things like that, right?
Yeah.
But what are some of the creatures that are maybe a little more dangerous?
Well, there's big animals such as cougars, coyotes, and bears.
I would say bears are probably my biggest concern.
Yes.
But we're pretty careful when we go camping. So at night, we make sure that we put our cooler with all of our food and everything in the car. The car is parked a little bit away from the tent, not too far, but just far enough that if a bear can smell the cooler for some reason, he's going to be hanging around the car instead of hanging around our tent. And we also make sure that we don't have things that produce a smell within the tent, right?
Yeah.
Like even things like toothpaste or deodorant, for example.
Or perfumes or soaps or things like that that can
attract
big, large, scary animals, which you don't want to attract.
No, but we've been camping... oh, I don't know how many times, probably 60 times, just taking a guess. And we haven't had any problems with bears, right?
Nope.
No.
Not that I'm aware of. No, no, not.
We haven't had any problems.
No.
You'd definitely be aware of it if you had a problem.
It's kind of spooky or scary when you're in your tent at night and you hear some twigs snapping and rustling.
This is the part where we love to go camping, and during the day it's fine. You feel like you're not scared because you can see everything. And then as the sun sets and you have your fire, because it's cold and you want heat, but I don't know, it just feels safer near the fire. Almost like we're aware that there's animals in the forest, and if we have the fire will discourage the animal from coming near our campsite.
Right.
But when you go to bed, you're supposed to put the fire out, right?
You are, because you could possibly set
a forest fire. Like if it's windy or something like that, and some of the coals from the fire get blown out and they end up on the ground or on some dry grass or something like that, it could start a fire. So you're not supposed to leave a campfire unattended.
Right.
So when you go to bed at night, you're kind of supposed to wait for the fire to die down a little bit and then put it out. And what happens is everything is dark, really, really dark, especially if there's no moon. So you crawl into your tent and, you know, you have a lantern with you usually so that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And you crawl into bed, you crawl into your sleeping bag, you turn off the lantern, and you're trying to relax to go to bed. Your ears, they can hear everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're...
You can hear every step.
Rustling of the leaves.
Every animal making their noise.
Or the crickets.
Yeah.
And the frogs. Or maybe a big animal that you think is outside. Because when you're inside your tent at night and it's pitch black, you can't see anything. There's no windows on the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there was a window, you couldn't see anything. And you hear something outside of your tent, it can be kind of creepy, right?
Yeah, if I had a dollar for every time that I've said, Amy, what was that? What was that noise?
No, it's like part of the camping experience.
It is.
Yeah. So what happened that, do you remember that one time? Okay, we've got a funny story because we're chickens, really.
Yeah, we're fast asleep. Completely dark, pitch black.
This
like
is our
said.
First camping of the season, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were, you know, really looking forward to it. So we go to bed and we put the fire out.
I heard some rustling outside of the tent.
Yeah.
And then when your ears, all of a sudden you wake up from a dead sleep. Obviously the rustling noise woke me up and I can hear something walking outside of the tent.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
That was
There's definitely something there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, whatever it was, stepped on the tarp that we had over our tent. And we knew that the animal, whatever it was like right by our head. You know, I think we could even hear it breathing. Like, we didn't know what it was. It was so creepy. So...
Yeah, you could hear kind of like grunts or sounds coming from this animal.
And we didn't know what it was. It could have been a raccoon. It could have been a coyote. It could have been a bear. Like, we don't know. So
we started making a lot of noise to try to scare it off.
Yeah, and we honked the horn, the car horn, a couple of times and whatever. But anyway, what ended up happening in the end was we couldn't get back to sleep. And we felt really, really nervous. Like maybe we forgot something in the tent and it was attracting the animal. So what did we decide to do?
We decided to make a run for the car.
Yeah, and we slept in the car.
We slept in the car all night.
But the second night, we were a little bit braver, and we spent the night in the tent again, right?
Yeah, and then, of course, nothing happened. Nothing has ever happened in the 60 or so times, like you said, that we've been camping.
But we had a better sleep in the car that night.
We did.
So I hope that gives you a little bit of an idea of what camping is like in Canada.
And we've got the real English tip coming up.
Real English conversational tip.
All right, so for this English tip, it is the type of expression that I have a hard time explaining without using other expressions, okay? So what the expression is, just so that we can start off, it's sticking to the plan or being on track.
Being on track, okay.
And I would say what this means is you have a plan or an objective, something that you're working on, and you have an idea of how you would like to do this plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, in fact, do the plan the way you intend, you would be sticking to the plan.
You would be on track.
Yeah, I'm on track. Now, what about if you get distracted and maybe you're on Facebook or watching YouTube or something like that?
And it affects that intended plan.
Yeah.
You would be off track.
Yeah. So you're on track if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And you're off track if you're not. you know, you might say this, for example, somebody who's dieting, they're trying to lose weight,
mm-hmm.
right? And you could say, oh, I've been doing really good. I've been sticking to the plan, or I've been on track for 2 weeks.
But if you sit down and you eat a whole cake.
Yeah, you might say that you're a little bit off track today, right? So the next time that you notice that you're not doing what you know you're supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
you can just say, oh, I'm a little off track right now, or oh, I'm not sticking That's to my it. Plan. So I don't know if you guys are following us on Google+, or Facebook, or Twitter, YouTube, any of those social media places that we like to hang out. But we've really started publishing some cool things lately that are related to learning English and things that we think that you guys are going to find interesting. What sort of things have we been posting on our Facebook lately, Curtis?
Yeah, so for example, on Facebook, we've got some really cool songs that I like
mm-hmm.
that have the lyrics. So you can follow along and sing along with the really cool songs.
Yeah, and we're sharing some articles about language learning, for example, or if we find some blog posts from other language learning websites that we think are going to be useful to you guys, as well as, you know, when we publish a new episode or release something that we've produced from Real English Conversations, it's all there on our social media feed.
So you guys can access the link right here in the show notes, and you can also go to realenglishconversations.com and find it there.
Yeah, and you can follow us on whatever your favorite social media platform is. See you guys next time. If you're enjoying this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe and leave a comment for us. We'd love to hear your support or feedback. Come to our website at realenglishconversations.com to get access to a transcription of this audio that explains some of the vocabulary we have used in this lesson, a full transcription, and some exercises to help you practice what you've learned. See you guys next time.